Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Louise Chantal. Thank you, my queen, for joining us yesterday. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, Put It On You, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. Yes, Lord, as we're streaming via iHeartRadio and also Spotify. And today's artist spotlight, gift songwriter and producer, Lord have mercy, the captivating and super talented Victoria Morales. As we are blessed today to debut her new hit single, Easily Swayed. So I want you to sit back and relax so we get lost in some Blueprint music. So on behalf of the Zone and, of course, the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio very talented Victoria Morales. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hello. I am doing fine. How are you over there?
I am doing fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on a new single.
Thank you. It's very nice to join you.
Oh, the pleasure is truly ours.
I'm back in Stockholm, Sweden. How is the weather and the day over there?
Well, right now the sun is out here in Houston. I'm actually, usually I broadcast my studio in downtown Houston, but due to the virus, my staff had to put together a little miniature studio in my teddy bear cave here in my home. So we're broadcasting live from here, but the sun is out, and I'm so pleased to have you on the line. What time is it in Sweden?
It's 8 o'clock in the evening here, so it's dark outside.
Oh, it's dark. Okay.
Yeah, but, yeah. But it was a sunny day. I was out for a little, not mixing with people, staying, you know, keeping the distance, but sitting in the sun and enjoying the day.
That's a beautiful experience. And I love the video. I must ask, who came up with as far as the concept for the video?
Thank you. Thank you. We're trying to tell the story about the community and actually the things that we are not allowed to do at the moment. Come a little bit closer.
Can you kind of explain and elaborate that a little bit more to our listeners?
Yeah, so the essence of the song is that there is a greater love. There's love between two people, but there's also love for the community. There's love for the family and the extended family, that we need each other to get by, to make it, and that is important to keep our minds and our hearts and spirits, everything open, in order to mix so that we can, you know, we can have all the different facets from each and every one. You know, it's simple. Together we are stronger.
You know, as you just said, it's very simple, but unfortunately in today's society, people get lost or get so bombarded and doing their own things, and we have lost that essence. We've lost the essence of being family, because at the end of the day, all we can do is help one another. We're stronger together than we are apart. And right now, here in the States, in the United States, is being shown blatantly as far as the diverse behavior that's being that's being predicated by our illustrious, in the White House. So I can definitely understand and relate to what you're saying. Your music, it covers so many grounds, and I wanted to ask you, how important is it for you as a producer, when you are making music, that your music is demonstrating a way of being able to communicate to so many listeners, as you just said, to get them to understand as far as how important it is to have family, because we're here together on this planet to do and help for one another. How important is it that you get that message out to them?
Oh, I would say it's the core of who I am. It's the core of what I believe music to be. I think that for most artists, musicians, producers, when we sit in our crypts, you know, we communicate with everyone, even if it's in a transcendental way. It's I at least feel very connected to the rest of this globe, and sometimes maybe the universe, if I space out. And I think that when I am in my core, I am a more gentle person than when I am in my head. I can get stuck in my head too, believe me. But I think I'm more gentle when I'm in this peaceful state of mind. And to me, that, you know, that's when the truth is shown to me, that And I wanna share that, and other people have shared that with me, and I've been tossed around, and I've seen a lot of different sectors of this society. But what I've taken away from it is that we all want that connection. We might express it in different ways, and we get confused, like you said, and we get scared, but we all kind of want it. No matter if we're rich or poor or whatever, we want it. We try to find it.
You said something that really touched me in this aspect, that, as you said, music, because I've always felt that music is the bond that brings us together. There's no color lines. It's about bringing us together as one, because at the end of the day, we all are one. Forget the color and all that, that's irrelevant. And it's funny to me that I see that, to me, I consider myself a little bit, as far as being a little bit eccentric. And I get that vibe from you also.
Yes. that's very true.
It's beautiful to be eccentric because you think outside the box. You see things from a wider spectrum, and it resonates in your music. Can you talk to the listeners and talk to the listeners about that, as far as how does it help you by looking at things from that perspective? How have you been able to incorporate that in your music?
I would say that the one thing that would describe how I've always tried to work, both as a producer or a songwriter, is that I don't have any rules. I don't feel that I belong. Like you said, I don't believe in these different pockets. Or, I mean, of course, we do have that. We do have culture, and we, of course, feel more connected to some cultures and to some subcultures. But I don't. I didn't get those rules when I was little, and I was super happy about that when I started writing music when I was little. I realized I could be anything or anyone or pick from any genre or any sound. So I would say that I don't have any rules. As an eccentric, I can be anyone, anything. I mean, you understand me. Don't get me wrong. I can't be anyone. But I can pretend. In my imagination, I could be anyone. I could be a Russian concert player from the 1700s if I want to.
That's a beautiful
no boundaries.
Yeah, right. It's the beautiful aspect about being an artist. And I think a lot of today's music is so contrived. There's no essence of substance. There's no essence of thinking outside to box outside the box. It becomes so predictable because I think a lot of artists, especially here in the States, they put so much emphasis on being famous and making music that's not coming from them, but just making music just to make music become famous. And I wanted to ask you, for you being an artist and also being a producer, how important is it to you to show a sense of realism in your music and also a sense of transparency and at the same time making sure we're still having fun through your music?
Vastly important. I thrive when I have fun. I love to laugh and I love to be goofy. I do believe that I wouldn't survive, I think. My soul couldn't survive if I felt that there was no authenticity in what I did. I have to feel connected to a truth inside of me. I do understand, however, why artists do what they do, the thing you're talking about and the society, and there's pressure because we need money. You know, we need to put food on our table and you need to put clothes on your kids or whatever situation you're in. So I think most artists try to be real, but in the end, if you're going to make money, it's like this. The door swings both ways. The listeners have to try a little bit harder. If they want authentic artists, maybe they should try a little bit harder to find that different sound and give them a lot of listens and give them a lot of feedback, because it is the audience that is going to decide, right, who gets the money in the end. And people need that money. I think I chose from an early starting point to that my happiness was more important in the end. So that set me free to some degree. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely understand. I remember God rest his soul, Prince, to talk about that all the time, about having that level of freedom and being creative, not being put in a box, because if all the money and the material things will never bring you true happiness if you're not allowed to be who you are and express who you are through your music. Amadeus was eccentric, but he was a genius because he thought outside the box. So when I listen to your music and just conversing with you now and the way you see things, I look at it in a very multicolored fashion, which is a beautiful thing. I can only imagine what the creative process is when you go in. What is the creative process for Victoria Morales when you first go into the studio and you want to work on a project? What is the first thing that you really want to kind of work on, especially when you have your mind going direction?
It is intuition. I get into a meditative place so that I'm working with my and via my intuition. On this last single, I had fun because I've made some Foley for movies. Foley is like when you make the sounds when people are walking around or when they put down a coffee cup. And that's very creative because you find things around you and you might find like a piece of plastic and you can create a sound of snow. Very creative. So when I did that, I was like, I want to create a beat only from Foley. And I didn't do it only from Foley because I used bass and I used the keyboard and a little bit of an acoustic guitar. But the rest of the song is Foley. So all the drums, all the weird little sounds, they're all stuff. Boards that I've been like snapping over my knee in a large room, or different typewriters or ping pong balls I've been playing. So that was, that was creative and fun. And I think it was because when I heard this melody, when I got into this intuitive space, that's what I saw.
Okay.
And that's so different from time to time. It's like, it's so different. Sometimes I work with an artist and I just sit and I listen to them and I look at them And I mean, I hear what they're saying, but even more, I check the space and the silence around them. Because a lot of, you know, when you meet an artist, they talk and they have one idea, which is the true idea, but I can see even more in the silence, in the space around them. Is that too eccentric? But do you get what I mean? Like, so if someone talks, there's a lot of space between the words where people
right.
express who they really are. Yeah.
Which can be very challenging.
Intuition.
As we talked about earlier, and it can be very challenging for certain artists or just people in general to truly express who they are, because then that basically you're releasing and showing a sense of transparency. And that's very, very challenging for people to allow people in and say, wait a minute, this is what I'm going through. This is what I'm feeling at this particular time, because we're so protective of our hearts. For you, now, I've had a chance to travel, but I can say I've never been to Sweden, never been to Stockholm. What is the musical landscape like in Sweden? If you could paint a picture for it.
It's happening. I've had musicians from, for example, a producer from New York was here. We worked together, and he said, this reminds me of New York back in the days. It's very happening at the moment. People are doing music everywhere, in little basement spaces. There are studios everywhere. And it's bubbling, but most of the music is exported for some reason. Most of the music is heard in other countries. But people are, they're very creative, and it seems like... Let me say it like this. When I was younger, you had like rock, and you had pop, and that was it. Nobody made music really that had a groove or a rhythm or anything like that. It was pop or rock. That's at least how I felt. And suddenly, like 10 years ago, the door was just like, I don't know, someone kicked them in, and now they're open. And that's fun. Yeah, so... So it's happening, I would say.
I mean, it's beautiful because what does that opens the door for experimentation. Again, there's no box. We're thinking outside the box. You can go in the studio, use boards, and do whatever to create a particular vision that you see. Now, I got to ask, now you're in Sweden. When are you coming back to the States? I mean, after all this is over with the coronavirus, has put the rest... hopefully very, very soon. When can we expect you to come back out here to the States and do some, actually, a couple of tours or some performances?
Yeah, as soon as possible would be my answer there. We don't know. The future is suddenly a riddle. As soon as possible.
Well, it can't be
when
soon. No, I was saying it can't be soon enough because it's funny because my program director, she came to me and she said, I have this wonderful artist. And I said, okay. She said, her name is Victoria Morales. I said, okay. And she said, you need to check it out. I'm like, wow. I said, she's kind of fun. I like the
Thank
funny.
You.
She said,
thank you. Yeah.
She's kind of funky. I said, okay. I said, all right. I said, you know what? She is definitely a sister without question. I said, she's doing her thing. I seen the video. I said, okay. What does it mean to you as an artist when you get that kind of positive feedback by so many people who have been following you and just waiting for you to drop new music and say, man, we are really feeling this new single?
Well, it definitely warms my heart. It puts a smile on my face. I feel like, there's I'm going to be honest with you. I would make music even if no one listened, because the stars will always listen, you know. Nature is here. You never know who you affect. Maybe 50 years from now, a little child will hear it and they'll go like, yeah, I'm going to make music, and they'll be super big. You never know. So I make music either way. But having people appreciate it and telling me so, oh, that's like, you know, that's the cresting. That's the cresting on the cake or whatever, the icing on the cake. It's like that makes it, it's almost the same feeling as when you play live. You know, you feed from the energy of the audience feeds from the energy of you, and it's actually a collaboration between the listener and the artist. It inspires me to make better music, I would say.
Well, you know, you kind of tantalize us with this single, of course, Easily Swayed. When can we expect an EP or an album from you?
I would say in less than a year, because I'm working on it and a lot of songs are done.
Okay, now listeners, you heard that. You heard that first, okay? And while you're out there, be sure you pick up the hit single, of course, Easily Swayed. It is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also on Amazon. And then be sure you catch up with Victoria, of course, on her Instagram page. It's at Instagram.com/Victoria Morella. So let's get into it. The new hit single, of course, Easily Swayed, from the very talented Victoria Morales, here in the zone of LOT.
Your place, I'll be
the very talented Victoria Morales with a new hit single, of course, Easily Swayed, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, once again, the single is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But I know, like the teddy bear, a lot of you out there are very adventurous, so you can always head over to Amazon.com. And remember, make sure you support all our upcoming events, new music. Stop by, follow her. Yeah, be a follower. That's a beautiful thing. On Instagram, that's at Instagram.com/Victoria Morales. My queen from Sweden, it has been an honor and a privilege to have you on the show. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. And when that new EP is ready, I don't care if it's another single, make sure you to it first, and we will definitely debut it here in the zone. And hopefully soon I get an opportunity to meet with you and you come down to Houston and perform in the studio.
Thank you, Teddy Bear. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Very nice. Pleasure.
I like your voice.
Well, thank you, my love. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Much continued success. Remember now, be sure to send me when the next single is ready off the EP. Make sure you send it to us. We want to make sure we debut it here on the show, okay?
Absolutely. You'll be first on the list. Telling you.
Lord have mercy, love.
Yes.
All right. The super talented Victoria Morales here at the zone of LOTO Radio on a very sunny, very therapeutic Friday afternoon. I want to send out a lot of prayers and good tidings to all the people around the world that are dealing with this unfortunate virus. But you know what? It's going to make us stronger. It gives us an opportunity to appreciate what we have, to love one another. Hey, pick up that phone, call your loved ones, check on them, see how they're doing. You never know what you may be doing to them by simply picking up a phone and speaking to them. The words of encouragement, just hearing your voice, can do so many wondrous things. Lord have mercy. But while I got you here, like Linus, safe and sound, in the teddy bear's blanket, just dripping with just a little bit of honey. Yes, Lord, feeling extra cuddly today on a Friday afternoon at 2:29 Central Standard Time here in the zone. Can I take you back to a little bit to kind of get you in that mood with some Vinks? Lord have mercy. Don't talk to me like that here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Fight on. another day. I don't get down to be like that, yeah. I don't get down to be like that. What should I do to love me? I don't get down to be like that.
beautiful experience. I want to send out a lot of love again to the incredibly talented Victoria Morales. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get that new single. Yes, Lord. Easily Swayed. Available everywhere. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also on Amazon.com. Just if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous. You know, bitch, wish. Like George of the Jungle. Lord. Have mercy. Also, be sure to pick up my lady, the princess, I call her, the young princess, very talented, Louise Chantal. Yes, Lord. Pick up the new hit single, Put It On You, any day you want to, my love. It's a beautiful thing. You can purchase that also on all media outlets. And be sure to catch up with her on our Instagram page. It's at Instagram.com. I'm Louise Chantal. And also her official website at www.louisechantal.com. And to get all the latest updates, the comings and goings of the zone, of course, yours truly, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire. Yes, Lord. The one and only Teddy Bear. Stop by our Instagram page at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio. The Zone also on Facebook with the same handle, but we're going to put a little twist at it on Twitter. We're at Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/LOTL Radio. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. The Teddy Bear has nothing but love for you. We got you covered. All you got to do is pull up that app or either iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple, because you're definitely the apple of this teddy bear's eyes. Lord have mercy. Just type in LOTL, The Zone. Make sure you subscribe so you make sure you don't miss what real radio, real interviews, real music just sound like. Lord help me. Well, that's all I got for you. It's time for me to get back in that chocolate automobile. Yes, we call the Honey Lounge, the Benzo, the Teddy Bear, chocolate full of goodness and love. Delectable, a little bit defiant, but always desirable. Lord have mercy. It's been a beautiful pleasure, and I'm thanking you so much to all the family out there for joining us today. Nothing but love for each and every one of you. Got so much love, because without you, there is no Zone, and definitely no Mr. Rated Extraordinaire. So until we meet again, I want everyone to have a beautiful, no, let me take that back, a fantastic, soulful weekend. We're going to close it with my man, Mr. Gideon Luke. Not the hurting kind. Lord have mercy. Here in the Zone of LOTL Radio. Lord have mercy.
Waiting for the proof and see it on the evening.